my man Lester Young. For me, Lester Young was and still is the greatest jazz musician of all times. Incredible how good he was playing in the late 30s with Count Basie. Those solos, I have a book with all his solos, and they're better than anything that's around today. It's unbelievable how far ahead he was. And such a beautiful guy. I'm like him. He liked nice things. He always used the word pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he liked everything pretty. The music,
surrounding, and so forth.
Prez. They called him the president.
Uh-huh.
Billie Holiday gave him that Spitzname. He said, you know, we got to get a name for Lester Young. And she said, well, here in America, you got the, in Europe, you got kings and earls and all that. Here in America, the big man is the president. So let's call Lester the president. And for short, they call him Prez.
Mm-hmm.
Lester Prez Young.
Mm-hmm.
His brother played drums, Lee Young, but he wasn't really anything special. But this guy, for me, was the greatest musician of all times. Lester Prez Young. Incredible how good he played.
Did you ever play together?
I don't think so. Unless one time I sat in with the Basie band at the Hotel Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Around 1944, I think, or 46. And that was a kick, playing with Basie's band.
It was a session that...
No, it was in the...
A gig in
the
hotel.
In the Hotel Lincoln, in their beautiful... all the hotels had a big room, dining room.
Yes.
But at one end was a big stage, and the bands would play. That was a fantastic era when all the bands were playing at all the big hotels, all the theaters,
mm-hmm.
all the clubs.
Hmm.
Unbelievable how that all disappeared.
Yeah.
And it's now we're stuck with this lousy rock music.